This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A small plane crash in Arvada sent four people to the hospital this morning around 9:30. The aircraft came down in front of a home near Carr Street in Oberon Road. Firefighters sprayed the wreckage down. Neighbor Ray Powell witnessed the aftermath.
Just little flames about knee high. The plane's a complete loss. There's nothing left of it. Huh. And there was two look like teenage kids and two adults, and two of them were moving and two of them weren't moving.
The Arvada Fire Department could not confirm whether those injured were inside the plane or were bystanders. Hazmat crews were also on scene to deal with leaked fuel. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill yesterday that would complicate the state's implementation of ranked choice voting, even if voters approved it in November. The bill would require that some local governments try the method before it could be used in statewide or federal elections. Polis says he's committed to implementing ranked choice voting, where voters rank their preferred candidates in an election, and other significant changes if Colorado voters approve the measure. A Denver man was sentenced to 448 years in prison yesterday on a conviction for human trafficking. Robert Hawkins was found guilty on 18 criminal counts, including five involving human trafficking. The Denver District Attorney's Office says Hawkins exploited seven people, including two minors, between 2018 and 2021. There's a chance for afternoon thunderstorms across the Front Range and the Palmer Divide, with highs in Denver nearing 100 degrees and in Colorado Springs around 90 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 106.